Chapter 4. A bird flies through the night air, high above Sir Golden-Loin's statue, crowned by his golden locks. At the statue's feet, a guard rousts a dreaming vagabond.
You can't sleep here, bub. Move along.
The bird flies on, across hill and dale, back to Blackheart's castle, aiming for an open window. The bird shapeshifts into Nimona.
Boss, I'm home!
I'm thirsty.
You completely disregarded my orders. You went against the plan and made a mess of things.
Leftover takeout, octopus, well-preserved baby dragon.
You almost got yourself killed. You almost got me killed.
No offense, but your plan was going to end with us getting arrested. I like mine more.
People died in that explosion. Did you even think about that?
We're villains? Villains kill people sometimes.
Killing solves nothing, Nimona. It's vulgar, it's messy. If you're going to kill someone, you'd better be prepared to accept responsibility. So don't kill people just because they're in my way.
Yeah, but they worked for the institution. You know, the same people that ruined your life.
The security guards didn't ruin my life.
No, Golden-Loin did. And you won't even kill him. No one's going to take you seriously if you're too afraid to kill anyone. Oh, look at the TV!
Tonight, the kingdom is in shock.
Now you've got their attention! Everyone's waiting to see what you'll do next!
Sir Golden-Loin barely escapes.
Who's the villain and who's the sidekick here? If you're going to stay, you need to listen to me.
Fine. But you need to actually give me something to do.
Fair enough. We need to cooperate. We need to work as a team. I will admit that was some pretty quick thinking in there on your part.
So, do I get to help you lay out the next evil plan?
Yes. If you promise to show a little more restraint.
Deal.
Hey! Ouch! Watch the claws.